So what do we know about Jonah? A big fish ate him. Yeah, that was the other part of the story we didn't hear this morning, right? Do we know anything else about Jonah? And how many days did he spend in the big fish? Do you know? 40? Close. A little less. How many days was Jesus in the tomb? 3. Spent 3 days in the belly of the whale. What else do we know about Jonah? Yeah? Do you forget? Yeah. Sometimes I forget my questions too, don't worry. Jonah was a prophet. And what we hear in the first reading today is what comes after Jonah being in the belly of the big fish. Because see, Jonah didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. That's how it started. God called Jonah and said, hey, I need you to be a messenger to my people. The people in Nineveh need to hear my word, and I want you, Jonah, to go tell them. But Jonah was kind of afraid, didn't really want to do it, and so he was running away from God, and that's where we get that story about being in the belly of the whale. But now, what we heard proclaimed in our first reading is Jonah coming to the city of Nineveh, meeting the people. And what do we hear? They're sitting in ashes, wearing sackcloth, which is really uncomfortable clothing. Maybe we should have that as a punishment for you guys. What do you think, Mrs. Fisher? No? No? Okay. No ashes for you guys. Don't worry. But that was their way of kind of like doing penance, of recognizing that they weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And thankfully for them, they listened to Jonah. They heard the message. They heard God's word. And they repented. And then we hear in the gospel, this is one of those rare days where Jesus talks directly about our first reading. You can kind of see that connection, which is kind of cool. But Jesus talks about how there will be a sign. It will be the sign of Jonah. So he's connecting himself with what happened way back with Jonah. And that's that Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection, which we're preparing to celebrate now in Lent, is the only sign needed. And it's up to us to pay attention, to hear God's word, and to repent. That's part of the Lenten season, right? We have a special focus on ways that we can live our lives better. We pay extra attention to ways that we can help other people who are less fortunate. And in all of those ways, we do God's will. We hear his message. If we don't listen to God, we're never going to be happy. And hopefully God won't like rain down fire and brimstone and all these different things on us. But when we talk about things being destroyed or not going the way they're supposed to, when we don't do what God wants, when we don't follow his will, when we kind of only focus on ourselves, our souls aren't happy. They're not the way they're supposed to be. They're not being fulfilled. Because we're not accepting that message from God. And so now for us, I think the message is twofold. When we look at Jonah, and when we look at what Jesus said in the gospel, the first thing we're reminded of is that we're all prophets. Okay, when each one of us was baptized, some of you may know this, we were baptized as priest, prophet, and king. You guys all know about the chrism oil? Right, the nice smelling oil. When that was put on your head by the priest or deacon, the prayer that was said with that oil was that you are now a priest, prophet, and king. And so that means it's our job to be like Jonah and to go places that we may not necessarily want to go, have conversations we might not necessarily want to have, but in humility and in love, to always spread God's message. And most often, that's going to be done by how we live our lives. It won't always be the things that you say. You can't force people. But when you live good lives, doing good things for each other, taking part in the sacraments, coming to church, the people in your lives, your friends and your family, will see that and will be inspired. They'll be able to sense your happiness and your joy. And in that sense, you are a prophet. It's not just the job of the priest or deacons or teachers. It's the job of everybody to be like Jonah. And sometimes we may notice something a friend is doing that's not right, and it takes a lot of courage to have that conversation with that person and bring it up, right? At the same time, we need to affirm one another and say, hey, good job. Say thank you for the good things that happen. And the second thing is, as we're a prophet to others, we have to always make sure that we're living our lives the right way, that we're accepting God's message. Because if we're going to share God's message, we have to first know it, right? We can't give what we don't have. And so that's the awesome part about Lent, is we have these 40 days to really focus on how God loves us, to really focus on an area or two of our life that we can really work on to improve or to grow. And it's different for all of us, and that's fine. But to take advantage of these next few weeks so that when we come to Easter, we can have that joy, we can be renewed, and we can be prophets telling everybody that Jesus had risen from the dead. And so as you pray this week, as you have your focus of what you want to do for Lent this week, remember Jonah, okay? Remember the gospel, and together, let's all be prophets.